Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With the 15th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Jalen Walker, defensive end, Georgia. The Los Angeles Rams have traded the 26th pick to the Atlanta Falcons. With the 26th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Atlanta Falcons select James Pierce Jr., defensive end, Tennessee.
You know the vibes, baby. It's the morning shift out here at Stone Mountain Golf Club. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sour brought to you by Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Book an appointment today. Look, Bo, we're going to talk about the fit for Jalen Walker and James Pierce here in just a second, but I have to highlight my guy, Rusty Manziel. These are older knees, but he just came over the hill and did the Ray Lewis dance and acted like he was coming out of the tunnel and sprinted around the corner. You've been out here. He sprinted around the corner through the flagpoles with his finger up in the air like he had just been drafted himself. It looked a lot like Tyler Booker's entry to the stage last night.
It looked like Miami coming out at South Bend in 88 when they came out with a smoke. That's what I felt like, man.
I felt like we needed to put the smoke machine or the fire extinguisher or something over there in Rusty's truck door, man. But nonetheless, man, I want to give you the stage for 2 minutes and just tell me where you were, what you were doing, and how shocked you were when you heard the name Jalen Walker come out of that entire order.
I was listening to y'all talk this morning and Bo talking about, hey, like, wait a minute, this could actually happen, because I think everybody kind of anticipated it was not going to happen. And when Michael goes off, when the 49ers got up, I thought, man, I know that Michael's had a lot of visits out there. You know, I'm like, oh, boy, they're going to take him. And I just thought, man, there's no way this is about to happen. Like, there's something going to happen. I'm a Falcons fan. I've been there my whole life. I got Steve Barkowski jersey, so I'm all in.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're going to mess this up somehow. And I'm telling you, did they not take every ounce of every second of that pick? And I'm like, oh, God, please don't mess this
Bo
up.
Bo said he got the shakes while they were on
the
track.
I heard
I got the shakes.
While somebody was drinking.
I was so nervous.
Rusty, I was terrified because I thought I might have to hide behind Arch in the riot last night. It didn't take Jalen Walker. I was just absolutely terrified of what would happen if they didn't. But I give them credit, Rusty, and I think you would too. Hey, if someone that's a player with such value that you might have gotten somebody to overpay for him. Now, we wanted him, but, you know, sometimes more is more is better, right? I don't know if anything was better than getting a guy like Jalen Walker with who he is on and off the field.
Yeah. I would love to have been there when Carolina didn't take him. Oh. You know that Terry looked at Raheem and go, oh boy.
I'm sorry, what?
We got some, you know, that good looking girl at the bar kind of looks at you twice and you're like, wait a minute, we might have a shot here, boys.
You start turning around looking behind you going, wait, me?
I told you that shirt's gonna work tonight. You know, it's like, here we go, man. Next thing you know, they know what positions teams need. And I guarantee you, after 49ers took Michael, they're like, boys, we got a chance here. And I'll say this. I've been around Jalen a lot. I did some one-on-one stuff with him this fall. I think I did three different interviews with him. We could not ask for a better first-round draft pick on and off the field, which that's so important in today's world. Football is a violent sport, but you want a guy that can represent your city and represent that A, and you see that behind the scenes. I don't know if you guys saw it. Atlanta Falcons put out when they called him. Did you see that?
I haven't seen the call
yet. You need to hear the tremble in his voice.
Okay.
You need to hear that. He said, we're going to send a plane to get you. And you hear Jalen go, send that damn plane. Yes. Send that damn plane. I'm ready to get here. You know what I mean? Like,
and it was cool. And we played the cut a minute ago of Terry Fontenot talking about, you know, he looks at his son and he's talking about Jalen. He goes, that's the kind of guy you want your son to grow up to be. I can't think of a more ringing endorsement. Yes. We're all dads here now.
Yep.
And I can't think of a more ringing endorsement of sitting there going, look, man. If you want your kid to grow up like a guy, and he's also that good of a football player, I can't imagine an easier pick. So, and Rusty, I want to get into this conversation just a little bit about fit, because I think I've had a lot of people text me, and it's not like, look, and I'm not trying to say this, so do not tweet at me. I'm not trying to say Divine Diablo is this guy that's going to hold Jalen Walker out of a situation. Yeah. But you signed up Divine Diablo and thought, okay, we'll pair him with Caden Ellis. That brings some athleticism. He's a 4-4 guy. And then you add Jalen Walker in the mix, and it's almost like you look at it and go, we couldn't pass on him.
No way.
He's too good. But, you know, you start to have to kind of mold your game plan about the way he fits. Let's talk about Jalen Walker, the blitzer, first instead of the edge rusher.
Yep.
Because when you go back and you look at some of the tape, and you've touched on this before, he just has a nose for the football and a nose for making plays.
I think the play that stood out the most to me last night, and ESPN showed it a couple of times, is when he ran down Arch Manning in open field. Listen, Arch Manning is a hell of an athlete.
Yeah.
If it was Arch Johnson, you would still say, this guy's a hell of an athlete. You know, and I remember Arch Manning on that third down bailing because he didn't trust his protection.
Yeah.
He's a young guy. And he's like, I'm going to get this first down. There's nobody there.
Yeah.
He's like, he's looking at the chains for a 10-yard gain, and the next thing you know, he's looking at the sky, and he got 2 yards because this dude was shot out of a cannon and goes and gets you.
Speed kills, man.
Man, I go back to the scene, and I'm old, man. Stand by me when they say sick balls, chopper. This is exactly what I'm telling you, man. Go get him. Go get that dude. Get him to the ground, and that's what I liked about Jalen Walker. He can do so many things, Mike. But the one thing I'll tell you makes him most invaluable is he is never out-schemed. He doesn't have to leave the field.
Yeah.
He can rush. He can cover. He can run fit. That's what a college coach told me this
week.
I can't find guys that can run fit.
Well, Rusty, that's what I wanted to ask you about, because that's been my thing the whole time is not only did you get that with Jalen Walker originally, but with the addition of James Paris, now it really unlocks Jalen Walker, because – you can have so many different packages, but I want to know, you just talked about him tracking down Arch Manning. I believe that's the one where if Jalen Walker's in the middle of the field and Arch kind of bails and he bails to his right and Jalen Walker that's an incredible play. But this guy would never – him and Caden Ellis now, Caden Ellis is a good player, but Jalen could be a great player. Talk about how good he was, how much Kirby loved having that guy, because you could use him in coverage as well, because – you just got so much better from a coverage standpoint. And at times, you can use Caden Ellis off the edge and have Diablo in there with Walker.
I think the Texas game twice, going against Kelvin Banks twice, who was he the second tackle taken last
night?
Yes,
he was.
And no offense to Kelvin Banks, because Kelvin Banks is going to be a $100 million dude at some point, probably. Jalen Walker butt.
He was third.
Jalen Walker worked him twice. Now, you talk about development, Bo, being able to line up as a wide nine and come around an elite tackle prospect, that's a different skill set. Also being able to sit in the A-gap and take on a guard in an ISO, those players are not around.
Like
those guys, you don't find those guys. Then you get a kid, I don't know if they'll mention it all day today, he's a college football coach's son. Like, he's been in it. He knows how to study film. He knows how to do this. You know, I can sit here and tell you that when every time Kirby Smart has 200 of the most, you know, influential business people and partners at Georgia, you know he walks out there? He walks out Jalen Walker to represent his team.
That's unbelievable.
He trusts Jalen Walker to talk to the mega boosters.
I want to play this cut, too. And, you know, we hear a number of people, and we've been talking about, you know, Raheem Morris, Terry Fontenot. This exact conversation – Raheem Morris touches on yesterday just how versatile Jalen Walker is.
You know, being able to come off the edge, being able to move around, he's very self-aware. If you ever talk to this young man, he'll kind of tell you what he thinks he is. And he's 30% off the edge. He's 30% blitzing through a gap. He can do some different things in the back end. He can drop. He can do all kinds of different things. So, like, he's definitely a threat, and he's definitely provides a threat for us that would allow us to utilize him in the most captivating ways. And, like, we got a lot of coaches up there that are just – gunning to use him and gunning to find different ways to get it done. And I just can't say enough good things about him.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think I've had this conversation with both of you guys here in the last couple of months, and it was, you know, you're talking about Jimmy Lake being let go, what Raheem Morris's defense is, what Jeff Ulbrich tries to do, and the fact that many times base personnel right now, 4-3, 3-4, it's so overblown because everybody's multiple and everybody's doing different things. It's really, are you two-gapping or are you penetrating? Are you, you know, are you a 4-eye? Are you a, you know, B-gap defender? Are you A-gap defender? Or are you an edge player? And that's why you break it down in the draft the way you do right now. It's interesting to me, too, because, Bo, you just brought it up. There will be times that you can use Divine Diablo on the field at the same time as Caden Ellis and Jalen Walker. And what that looks like to me, and let me just give you an example of what I'm talking about. People are like, well, you know, you can't – if you're a 4-2 nickel, those – here's what it looks like. You can still go 3-3 nickel. You can still do that. And the Falcons did that at times last year where all of a sudden two of the best – what I think will be two of the best interior blitzers in this division – now walk up in Caden Ellis and Jalen Walker over the guards and the three-down personnel, and Divine Diablo can use his speed sideline to sideline.
Yeah, Rusty, you talk to Kirby Smart all the time. I know that you are connected in the college game. The one thing that the NFL has moved to is the defenses with the hybrid. Obviously, they have adapted to match offenses. But while doing that, they have found a way to what Mike just said, to have their best players on the field. They're both athletic players when needed on the field at the same time. Caden Ellis is a guy that we've seen that can come. They can use him as a pass rusher in all over the field. Much like he's a poor man's version of really how I think they can use Jalen Walker. But imagine having a guy like Pierce coming off the edge. You have Jalen in coverage. You could have Caden coming off. I mean, you know, to me. The Falcons just entered 2025 with the athleticism of Pierce and Walker, whereas in the last few years, they've been kind of in 2005.
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about it, Rusty, that we've talked about best player available.
Yeah.
I think they nailed it.
They did.
I think they nailed it with this one.
I would love for Terry to be unplugged today with Dukes and Bell and go, at what point did you go, guys, oh, my God, we're going to get this guy. There's no doubt in my mind, and we talked about this yesterday with James Pierce. You and I talked about this. Like, this guy could be there, and there's no doubt to me. I think about this morning, had Jalen Walker went before them, I think they'd take James Pierce at 15.
I don't think there's any doubt.
I think they'd take him at 15 because they trade back up to get him. So if you're sitting here yesterday morning and you're sitting at Flowery Branch and you go, hey, guys, when we wake up tomorrow morning, we're going to have Jalen Walker and James Pierce. I don't think anybody worried about how we did it. They're like, sign us up.
Rusty, I got a text yesterday and said, look, just food for thought, a name for thought, James Pierce.
Yep.
And it's a guy that I trust. I mean, I've heard a lot from, and he's been right a lot. And hear me out. I was slightly disappointed at 15.
Mm-hmm.
But when Jalen Walker fell and then they went back in, at 26, I loved it there. And I know it sounds fickle.
There was part of me, just follow me here. There was part of me that when they took Jalen Walker at 15 and they traded up and I saw the trade, there was part of me that wondered if this was Malachi Starks.
I thought it was going to be Will Johnson.
Okay. There was part of me that goes, dude, this is a Malachi Starks spot.
The city wasn't ready for that. Mercedes-Benz wasn't ready for that. Those two were baby stepping, you know, first time taking up a Georgia Bulldog. If they would have taken Malachi there, wow. I thought that when they traded up, I said, oh, my God, we're about to go get Will Johnson, which I would have been fine with that, too.
Sure.
I'd have been fine with
absolutely.
Will Johnson. So I thought they were about to go there. Interesting to me, Harbaugh passed on Will Johnson.
Yeah. for a running back, which was very interesting. We do have to go to break, man. Much more NFL draft stuff to get to. We are going to talk, coming up on the other side, we're going to do In the Huddle, and we're going to talk about some of the craziness from the other teams that were in the NFL, the fall of Shedeur Sanders, where he might eventually land, what that looked like, also the crazy trade coming out of Jacksonville, who might have had a good day, other teams that you think kind of swung and missed. We'll do In the Huddle next. And reminder, man, we do have our own compensatory pick coming up at 8:40 today.
Y'all want? Can y'all fill me in off the air?
I gotta wait till 8:40.
Coming up at 8:40 today, you guys will be able to find out what the morning shift's compensatory situation looks like. Announcement on that front coming up at 8:40. Rusty's hanging out with us. You'll get Dave Archer coming up at 8:20, and so much more NFL draft left to come.